your idol, Jimmy Carr, with his crowd work videos, people asking him questions at gigs like, what would you death row me or be Jimmy? And he goes, I'd eat you out. And everyone laughs. Jimmy Carr once said he'd worked out the shortest joke ever. Two words, dwarf shortage. And people laughed. And then there was just this huge sense of hollowness. Abandonment. The fuck have you done, Jimmy? We've laughed, but there's nothing. Dwarf shortage? Is that what you're giving us after 30 years in the business? Gypsies in the Holocaust? You're going to eat me out? Every piece of comedy I see, I think you are neglecting the chance that you have to create a work of art. Comedy can't get Arts Council funding, you know this. It's not recognised as a distinct art form. And all my industry kick off about this and go to Parliament to moan about it. Oh, comedy is art. Without looking at the thing itself and asking, is it art? Is it really? Most of it now is either crowd work clips, cracker jokes, or Jimmy Carr, with most YouTube subscribers of any UK comedian, saying, my last meal out, I'd eat you out. Or him saying the deaths of thousands of gypsies in the Holocaust. No one talks about the positive. Is this art? The Arts Council has three things in their mind when considering whether something is art. The idea, the development of the artist, and the impact it has on those experiencing it. And that's where stand-up comedy consistently falls down. It does not live inside you like other great pieces of art do. It's what Van Gogh, it's what Vincent by Don McLean does. My grandma used to listen to Vincent over and over again. Like any great piece of art. How many times have you listened to Dwarf Shortage? It's just pathetic to compare the two things. It's cheating. Portraits hung in empty halls, not art. Art, a great work of art. That's always been my ambition. What I want to do here with this is live inside you forever. Before I die, my last meal, I want to be inside you all.